My guest at this time is Edwin Meese III, former Attorney General of the United States, former counselor to President Reagan, both here in Washington and back when Reagan was governor of California. We want to get Mr. Meese's thoughts in conjunction with the passing of Margaret Thatcher, and as Great Britain and many parts of the world bid farewell to her this week after she passed away last week at the age of 87. Mr. Meese is here to provide some very important insights into the Reagan-Thatcher relationship. And, sir, it's always an honor to have you with us. Thank you.
Thank you. It's good to be with you and your listeners.
Well, as President Reagan was gearing up for the 1980 campaign, how keenly aware was he of what Margaret Thatcher was doing in Great Britain and the type of policies, both foreign and domestic, that she was pursuing?
Well, he was quite aware of them. He had met her earlier on a trip to the United Kingdom and was quite impressed with what she was doing and also the speed, I would say, with which she was making changes. She came in with an excellent agenda of basically restoring the strength of the country, and she proceeded immediately in 1979, late 70s there, to do that when she became prime minister.
Now, President Reagan at that time, Governor Reagan, of course, had his similar ideas of what he wanted to do here to revitalize this country. How much was he encouraged by her determination to push through against some pretty significant opposition on her agenda about how he could do that here in Washington?
Right. Well, of course, the problems to some extent were different. But the overall obstacles were pretty much the same, and that is a different course of action for the country that the country had been on for the preceding number of years, really all the way back to Johnson's so-called Great Society, which turned to be not so great. She was facing the same kinds of things in terms of an overall direction of the country in England. And so the fact that she was making headway, I think, was an encouragement to him. But also it showed something that he strongly believed, and that is that conservative ideas, which had always been the strength of the United States, that they worked and that they would continue to work.
Once President Reagan took office in 1981 and he started to formulate what his Cold War policy would be, how critical was Margaret Thatcher to that implementation? What was her key role over the next 8 years?
Well, Ronald Reagan's ideas when he came to office, which he had honed over a number of years of studying communism, both in the United States and internationally, was that it was not possible, really, to be successful in just living side by side with totalitarianism, and that sooner or later freedom would have to overcome totalitarianism. And when he talked with Margaret Thatcher about this in their meeting before she became prime minister, and then when she came to the United States early in his first year as the first head of government from a foreign nation to visit with him, and they talked about the threat of communism and what was going on around the world, he found that she had very similar ideas to that he did, and as a result, they kind of joined forces, both intellectually and from a practical standpoint.
How much tougher would it have been for him to execute his Cold War policy without Margaret Thatcher?
Well, without Margaret Thatcher, it would have been much more difficult. I think this was illustrated at the first meeting of the Industrialized Summit. The seven nations that were the leading industrial powers of the world, which took place in the summer of 1981. And at that meeting, among the seven leaders there, only Margaret Thatcher and Ronald Reagan were conservatives or right of center. All the rest were left of center, most of them heading socialist governments around the world. And so the fact that there were two of them, they could reinforce each other. And it was interesting that when Ronald Reagan left office at the end of 1988, almost all, I believe except for one of those countries, had also turned in a different direction and had the right-of-center governments.
Much has been said about not only the agreement on policy in both foreign and domestic matters, but that there was a great personal kinship between them as well. What type of personal connection were you able to witness during your time serving in the Reagan administration that could shed some light on that for our listeners?
Well, as you point out, not only did they think alike on so many issues, but they genuinely had a liking for each other. They had many things in common. They both come up from very humble beginnings. They had had similar ideas that were formulated on the basis of their own experience, and they worked together well. I would say without any question that they became very good friends, and this, of course, helped when they had this, both the friendship and the same ideas. It made for a very amiable teamwork type of operating procedure.
President Reagan, of course, among many other things, was known for his great personal warmth. In public, that might not have been quite as easy to see in Prime Minister Thatcher. In a more personal, private setting, was she similar to him in that way, too?
Prime Minister Thatcher had a warmth based primarily, I think, on the similarity of ideas, but also as an individual. And she was, I would say, she didn't have quite the sense of humor that Ronald Reagan did, but she did have a considerable charm, certainly charm and graciousness that was reflected in her personal behavior, particularly with the friends like Ronald Reagan.
Well, when President Reagan came into office, of course, the Cold War could not have been much colder. Three Soviet leaders subsequently died in pretty much the next 4 years. And as the story goes, it was Margaret Thatcher who, after assessing Mikhail Gorbachev, basically said, this is someone we can do business with. How much was her recommendation a factor in President Reagan's approach to the new premier at that time?
Well, I think Margaret Thatcher's recommendation was helpful to him. He made his own judgment of Gorbachev when they had their first meeting. And one of the things he wanted to do was have a very private meeting with Gorbachev, just the two of them. Usually in these summit meetings, they're pretty well scripted in advance, and there are a bunch of people around, and there's staff people that are kind of setting the agenda for the two leaders, that sort of thing. Ronald Reagan dismissed all of that. They had the formal part of it, of course, but then he arranged for a private meeting with just Gorbachev within the first few hours after they met. And that was very important. And his assessment of Gorbachev in that meeting corresponded to what Margaret Thatcher had meant to him. So I think her reinforcement, if you will, based on her judgment to what he concluded, to what Ronald Reagan concluded himself, was very important as he dealt with Gorbachev.
A couple of minutes left here in our conversation with a former attorney general, former counselor to President and Governor Reagan, Edwin Meese. And Mr. Meese, you've had a seat next to history throughout the Reagan years, and as the world, and especially Britain, but certainly all those who admired Margaret Thatcher, bid a final farewell to her this week. What do you hope most people remember?
Well, I think most people, I believe, will remember her stalwartness, the fact that even though she had a great deal of opposition, even though there were a lot of difficult decisions, she always stood firmly on principle. And I think this was one of the things that endeared her to people. They felt that she was true to her basic values and basic principles, and that she would do the right thing, and that she would not act as people often think of politicians acting, what's good for them rather than what's good for the country. There's no question that she put her country first and did a marvelous job of leading it at a time of great crisis.
Mr. Meese, certainly a significant life, and many people have said perhaps next to Winston Churchill, the most significant British leader of the 20th century. Thank you very much for your time today, sir. We appreciate it greatly.
Thank you.
Former Attorney General Edwin Meese III, counselor to President Reagan as well as Governor Reagan. He is now with the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WND.com.